So today is a very blessed occasion, a very joyful occasion for me, because my desire that the devotee should be cared for is being fulfilled, or at least a great step is being taken forward in the fulfillment of that desire for the devotees to be cared for, which means not only will the present devotees be encouraged in their spiritual lives, but it means that it will be easier for more and more new devotees to come and also feel encouraged and cared for in their spiritual lives. And thus the family of devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada will increase, which will please them very much. It's also a great occasion for rejoicing, because it has been a desire of mine based on a direct instruction from Srila Prabhupada that I write, and specifically about the history of Juhu. On the night that the conveyance for the land was actually signed, that was also a major event. So afterwards, there was a small celebration and a little feast. There were only maybe 20 devotees altogether, temple devotees and congregation. And at the end of it, in his room, Srila Prabhupada reclined against the bolster on his asan, and he said, "It was a good fight." And then he said, "Someone should write a book about it." So I took it that I was meant to do that. Of course, Satsvarupa Das Goswami has done a wonderful service in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. But even his main secretary, Baladev Vidyabhushan Das, after conducting many interviews with me and seeing the final version in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, he also said, you have to write your book, because there was so much that couldn't be told in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. Just 3 days ago, His Holiness Radhanath Swami came to Carpinteria to visit me for a couple of days, and His Grace Burijan Prabhu is staying with me now. He's been here for a week, and he'll be here for another week. And Burijan Prabhu mentioned how devotees don't really know the sacrifice that the early devotees made to establish the facilities that they are now enjoying. They have no idea. And His Holiness Radhanath Swami, I mean, he always asks me, and he asks, "Well, what about?" Well, he had already asked me, actually, he'd already asked me what's happening with the book about Srila Prabhupada and Juhu. And then separately, Burijan Prabhu mentioned how devotees have no idea of how the early disciples had to struggle to establish Krishna consciousness, to establish the facilities that they may take for granted. And then His Holiness Radhana Swami said, yes, the Juhu book will help to educate devotees, you know, make them aware of the sacrifice that the early disciples made. They can't even imagine the austerities that the early disciples underwent. So that's a very, very important service. And it's one that I foresee taking up in Mumbai, in Juhu. But I can really only do it if I feel that my disciples and aspiring disciples are being taken care of. Otherwise, I'll be worried about them. I can't really ignore their needs. I want them to be taken care of, but at the same time, how much can one person do? So it seemed that this system, which we're calling the Mitra devotee care system, was the solution. It was the way that devotees could be taken care of. They could be peaceful and happy in their spiritual lives, enthusiastic in their service, and which in turn would encourage me, and at the same time I would have a free mind to work on this important service of writing about Srila Prabhupada in Juhu. And other services for the benefit of the devotees, the benefit of the movement, benefit of the world. So for me, it's a milestone that we are launching this program today. I must express my gratitude and appreciation to Sri Daman Kishori, because they've also spent a lot of time helping to train devotees in the system of devotee care and in the role of being a mitra or a mentor or a counselor. And of course, the devotees themselves who were trained, they've also put in a lot of effort. All of you who've come today and who will be participating in the program, this is really our test. As Srila Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate together. So the Mitra system will require tremendous cooperation. Cooperation is difficult. In that simple instruction, your love for me will be shown by how much you cooperate, there is a deep meaning. Because usually we have difficulty cooperating because of false ego. Our false egos clash. And so we get upset, we may want to withdraw, or we may want to take revenge. I mean, all sorts of things come up, which are really very serious obstacles in our spiritual lives, in our spiritual progress. So this system, and not only this system, but Krishna consciousness in general, works when we are in the mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Patakamalayor Dasa Dasan Das. That's the only way that we can really make progress in devotional service. And that is our constitutional position. Jivair Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. We are servants. When His Holiness Radhanath Swami was here earlier in the week, he quoted a beautiful section from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Vrindavan Das Thakur says that there are different titles: king, emperor, perfect yogi, realized soul. There are so many different titles that we can give to a person. But the highest title of all is Das, or Dasi, servant. And he said that Srila Prabhupada gave us that title in our names, Das. And that is the most exalted title that anyone can have. More than president, prime minister, king, or emperor. But he said, although we have that title, we are not really there. We have the title, but we're not really there. We're not really fully in the mood of being servants. We still have those desires to be the master and control and enjoy and possess. But that is the highest das or dasi. So this system is meant to encourage that mood of service. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. And in that mood, the system will work beautifully. And our spiritual lives will develop wonderfully. So the mentor, he's in the mood, he's the servant of the servant. And the mentees are also in the mood of being the servant of the servant. And Sridham Prabhu and Kishori Mataji, who are helping guide us in this effort, they're also in the mood of being the servant of the servant. And I'm trying to be in the mood of being the servant of the servant. And in that mood, our hearts will be purified. All of our activities, our chanting and hearing, everything will become relishable when we are in that mood of being the servant of the servants of the servants. Because we won't be committing offenses. The reason we get stuck and don't make advancement is because we're committing offenses. Of course, some people may just have busy lives and not be able to chant their 16 rounds and read Srila Prabhupada's books and attend the morning programs or have a morning program at home. But even devotees who do chant 16 rounds and read Srila Prabhupada's books and attend the morning program at the temple or have a morning program at home, they may also not develop properly because of committing offenses. But if we develop that mood of being das, dasi, dasa dasa anudasa, then we won't commit offenses and our hearts will be clean, will be peaceful, and we'll be able to chant and hear nicely and preach nicely and bring others to Krishna consciousness and help them along the way. So what Srila Prabhupada has given us appears very simple, and in a way it is simple. To chant is simple, to read is simple, to dance, to take prasad. These activities are very easy to perform, and they're enjoyable. But to really get the full benefit, we have to be in the proper mood of being the servant of the servants of the servants, and be free from offense, especially offending devotees. That's the worst offense, Vaishnava Aparaya. It's a mad elephant offense that creates havoc with our devotional creepers. So I'm very encouraged. As I mentioned, Shridam Prabhu and Kishori Mataji and the other devotees involved in the effort have put in a lot of work. We have a Mitra devotee care manual that we've prepared for you. Bhakta Karl and I have worked on it many, many hours. We've considered very carefully each and every word in that manual. But the manual is just a brief description of the program. There are so many details. But yes, each and every word has been considered with great care, so that it really expresses what we want to say in a way that you can understand it and implement it. And in this effort, we will become a very close family. And that's what people want. They want a sense of family. They want a sense of belonging. And as Kali Yuga progresses, and as Kali means quarrel. Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel. Quarrel is so prominent that it enters everywhere. It enters in families. It's quarrel between husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters. It's everywhere. It can even enter into religious institutions. But that can be overcome by, you know, constant attentive chanting and hearing, and service in the mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant. And then when we have that beautiful family atmosphere, everyone will want to join, because that's what everyone is looking for. I remember in an early discussion I had with His Holiness Radhanath Swami, when there were, you know, I think at that time maybe a dozen counselors, and you know, everyone in the congregation knew everyone else. And he said that his main focus is to give people a good experience of Krishna consciousness. Of course, we can get their names, their phone numbers, their email addresses, and phone them and write them and encourage them to come again. But if they have a wonderful experience when they come, then they themselves will want to come again. And he said that one of the main motives, one of the main things that people are looking for, if not the main thing, is something that they can all do as a family, that will keep them together as a family. And he said when they come to the temple and they they can see that this is something we can all do. The children, the parents, the grandparents, they can all chant Hare Krishna. They can all join the kirtan. They can all see the deities. They can all hear the lecture. They can all take prasad. It's something they can all do together and be happy together as a family. And that sort of family happiness of the individual family expands in the association of devotees, and the whole society of devotees becomes like a family. And that is really what people want so much. And that is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, that the family of devotees should increase. So this system, of course the system is not automatic. The system will work according to how the devotees who are working within the system are sincere and dedicated and intelligent and selfless in their mood. But it is a format that will allow the best in each of us to come out. It will encourage the best in each of us to come out. And there are problems. We're in the material world. There are always problems. And we need help. We often need help to solve our problems. We may need advice how to approach a situation, or we may need practical help. You know, I wanted to take care of my disciples and aspiring disciples, but I needed help. And so Sridham Prabhu and Kishori Mataji and the different devotees who've undergone the training, they came forward to help me. So we all need help. And that is the meaning of cooperation. We help each other. So, yeah, this is such a deep experience of working together in that mood of cooperation, being the servant of the servant of the servant for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga and the other Vaishnavas and Krishna, Radharasa Bihari, Radha Gopinath, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, Gornitai. This is our real life, and it's eternal. It's not that, oh well, okay, I have to be the servant of the servant here, but then when I get to the spiritual world, I become the master. This is our constitutional position. What we're doing here is going to continue in the spiritual world. We're practicing being the servant of the servant of the servant here. But when we're in the spiritual world, guess what? We're going to be the servant of the servants of the servants there. And not only that, but the same people who are in the room right now, who you are viewing spiritually or materially to different degrees, those very same people, if they're successful in Krishna consciousness, and we hope that they will be, and we expect that they will be, well, guess what? The very same people that are in this room now are going to be in the spiritual world with you. So, you know, if you don't like some of the people in the room, that could be a real problem. Because you may have to be with them eternally. So it's better not to see them, you know, in a conditioned way or in a mundane way, but to see them in their true essence, which is servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna, and specifically in the line of Srila Prabhupada in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So yeah, it's not that okay, we're in the system now and then we're going to graduate. I mean, yeah, you'll graduate in the sense that you will come to more purified levels of service, but the activities will be the same. It's still going to be chanting and hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna and serving Krishna and his devotees. It'll be the exact same activities, only the consciousness will be more purified and we'll feel ecstasy. We'll feel ecstasy in being the servant of the servant of the servant and giving pleasure to Krishna and his devotees by being their humble servants. So, again, this is an occasion of great joy for me. I see so many of Srila Prabhupada's desires on the threshold of being fulfilled. You know, his desires that all of you progress together as a family based on love and trust, and his desire that someone write a book about him and the struggles in Juhu. And his desire that more people will come to Krishna's family, to the family of devotees in ISKCON. And so it's a great occasion for celebration. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai. So, do any of you have any questions or comments? I mean, I could add one thing, and that is that in the Mitra Trading course, there were devotees who were trained, but for different reasons were not ready to take up the role of Mitras now, but they can continue their training. And in the future, they may take up the role of Mitras or some other role in the system that will be very valuable to the devotees. And similarly, there are other devotees who were not in the initial training, perhaps because they were, burdened with other responsibilities and commitments. Although otherwise they are certainly worthy candidates to be trained and engaged in the system. And so as time goes on, so many of the mentees will in turn become mentors. But of course it shouldn't be a matter of personal ambition. That's not the idea, to climb the ladder and get to the top. But the idea is to go lower, become more and more and more humble, more the servant of the servant of the servant. And that will be our qualification. There was one story about Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, that one disciple came to meet him, and the disciple was complaining about the management, just complaining about the way things were being done in Mayapur. So it appears that Srila Prabhupada told him, if you think you can do better, why don't you do it? And somehow The disciple came out of the meeting with Srila Prabhupada and told the devotees that Srila Prabhupada wanted me to become the temple commander. And so he started to boss around all the other devotees and giving them orders. So then some of the other devotees went to Srila Prabhupada and sort of complained that, you know, this person says you made him the temple commander and now he's bossing us all around and shouting orders at us. And Prabhupada said to that devotee that first you become the servant of everyone, then you become the temple commander. So rising up, if you want to use that term, rising up in Krishna consciousness means feeling oneself to be lower and lower and lower, servant of the servant of the servant, the last one at the bottom, the servant of all. It's like once Srila Prabhupada gave a talk on Varnashram Dharma. It was, I believe, maybe in the context of a press conference, but in any case, a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada that, okay, you know, what you've been talking about these, you know, higher and lower categories. So what are you? I suppose you're at the top. Like, you know, he was promoting a system that would allow him to be at the top of it. And so what are you? I suppose you're the highest. And very humbly, Srila Prabhupada looked down and he said, I'm the lowest. I'm the servant of all of them. So that was Prabhupada's mood. That's the mood of a Vaishnava. And that's the mood that we want to develop. And in that mood, we can do real service to Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas and make real advancement. And in that mood of service, if we really want to serve the devotees, Krishna will fulfill our desires. We'll get more and more service, more and more responsibility. And, you know, we may get some designation like Mitra or Mentor or Counselor. But the highest designation is Das. And we should always keep that in mind. But on a practical level, you know, we want all of you to come up and take more responsibility and be trained and, you know, share what you have learned from others, with newer devotees or even peers as it's mentioned in my letter and as it's been mentioned in discussions, we need all sorts of nourishing relationships. Yes, one sort of nourishing relationship is with a more senior devotee, like a more advanced devotee. Like I'm a mentee and someone is my mentor. It's a very important relationship. But it's also very important that we have nourishing relationships with peers, with our fellow God brothers and God sisters. And it's also important that we extend ourselves to help those who are more junior. Those relationships are also nourishing. So we need all of those different types of relationships. And again, the Mitra Devotee Care System will provide that opportunity for all of us. So it's really, really a very well-designed system. And it's not static, it's dynamic, or it should be ecstatic. And yes, don't be don't be caught up with the designations, but you know, appreciate the inner mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant, and trying to help all the other devotees in their service, whatever it may be. Hare Krishna. So yes. Any other questions or comments? Or yeah. The image has frozen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, the image is nothing but the situation here. We are frozen after hearing you.
You are stunned. Can't move. I can hear.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, first of all, it's so wonderful to have this launch of this new program, which, as you mentioned, you had envisioned and you wanted it to happen. And actually, for us also, it's like a dream come true. Many of us always wanted that this should happen, and somehow or the other it wasn't happening. So by your mercy it has happened today, it has started today, and by your mercy it will continue, and we want it to be a very, very successful program. And we have understood today by your talk, and more we will know by the manual, I guess, which will be distributed to us after some time. But we understood the significance and the importance of this program. But could you just give us a little bit idea on how exactly it will function?
Yes. Every devotee, after we finish the presentation, I think what I'll do is there's basically the general idea, which I've explained, the general purpose, and then within the system there will be mitras. As you know, mitra means friend, or in one place Srila Prabhupada translated it as affectionate benefactor. So there will be mitras, and there will be mentees. Mitra means like mentor, and mentee means one who is being mentored. And every 2 weeks, there will be a meeting with the mentor or mitra with his mentees. And there is a specific format for the meeting. Just a moment, I can actually read it to you. Yes, we begin with kirtan or bhajans. Then one of the mentees, like each each meeting, the mitra or mentor will assign a mentee a topic to give a short presentation on in the next meeting. So that's very good. Everyone will be given that chance or responsibility to prepare a presentation, which will give them experience in studying on the topic, and it will also give them experience in speaking to an audience. Not a big audience, but speaking to an audience. So then there will be sharing of the mentee's realizations, and then there will be a discussion. This is very important, a discussion on chanting, sadhana, service, and Vaishnava etiquette. So there will be training. I remember again very early on when maybe there were a dozen counselors at Chaupati, I attended one of the meetings of the counselors. And in that meeting, it came out that their main purpose was to help the devotees in their japa. That was their main goal. And so they discussed, you know, how to help the devotees with their japa. And of course, now the subject of chanting attentively has been discussed more widely than it had been then. But, you know, even then they were discussing, you know, well, some of the counselees chant their japa while sitting in front of the television, or some of the counselees chant their japa while doing housework. And they were saying, like, it's a very delicate subject sometimes to bring up these topics. You don't want to, like, offend anyone or upset anyone, but at the same time, we do want to tell them what the standard is and help them come to the standard. So there was that discussion. There was so that was like their main focus, how to help the devotees with their japa, and in broader terms with their sadhana, with their service, and in Vaishnava etiquette. And then a discussion of non-personal problems. You know, say someone has a problem with, you know, with their japa, or someone has a problem in their service, which wouldn't involve discussing like personal things about individual devotees. So those can be discussed. You know, there's so many, like how to find time to chant my rounds in the morning. Well, that could be personal or not, depending on how specific it is. Or, you know, just different questions. And then kirtan. And then those meetings will last about an hour and a half. Prasad can be served after that 1.5 hours. And it can be, those programs can be held by turn at different mentees' homes. So different mentees get the chance to host the program, and yeah, that's the mentee meeting. But then apart from that, there will be personal, you know, one-on-one counseling of the mitra or mentor and mentee. So, you know, that's sort of the basic idea. But there's a section in the manual called Frequently Asked Questions. And I think there's a couple that I think would be very helpful. Okay. be a little repetition, but it's okay because it's new. What is the role of a mitra? A mitra is an individual who selflessly assists and guides another person's spiritual development. A mitra can act in many capacities, including as role model, guide, tutor, coach, or confidant. Mitras enrich lives by listening, by sharing their experiences, by giving advice, and through examples from their lives. How does it work? Up to 25 devotees meet as a group with their mitra every 2 weeks, and they also meet with their mitra individually. The mitras meet as a group once every month. The fortnightly meeting between a mitra and his or her mentees is known as the mentee meeting, which I just described. And the monthly meeting between mentors is known as the mitra group meeting. So the mitras, they also get together once a month to share their challenges, you know, realizations, successes, and to help themselves. And then it says...
Maharaj?
Yes.
Very sorry to interrupt you, Maharaj, but Vrindavan Bihari Prabhu's mother is leaving her body any time. His wife, Premandir Madhu, wants to just speak to you, and then she will have to leave because his mother is in the hospital, leaving her body any time.
All right.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I just got a message. My husband is in the hospital. He said that I can come and visit her for the last 2 minutes. So I would like to take a minute and I'm sorry for this interruption.
No, you can take our leave and we will all pray for your mother. I think it's very auspicious. She'll get the benefit of the whole group's prayers.
So I think
it's
a very auspicious situation that she's leaving at such a time, and she's getting
your mercy and everybody. Yes, after we speak a little more, we will sing the Nisringa prayer especially for her, and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra especially for her. I remember your mother's departure. That was very auspicious. Extremely auspicious, and that was really instrumental in bringing our whole family, I mean your whole family, closer together with us and Krishna consciousness. All right, my blessings and best wishes to her and to all of your family. Hare Krishna. I don't know if we can rearrange the camera or the monitor, because it's like you're looking at me, but the way you're facing to see me on the screen, you're not. I'm, you know, like Prema Manjari was like this, facing me on the screen, but she wasn't facing me directly on my screen. So, Kuldeep or someone can, yeah, it should, yeah. It should be like that, that if you can manage it.
Yes, yes, no one.
It's a little better, but they're still looking to this. Well, anyway, not sure. So, maybe we should sing those Nisringa prayers right now. I think that's important. So I will lead. You have instruments.
On the speaker phone.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's for the professor here.
Yeah, I will speak with her also. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna Mataji, it is Giriraj Swami. We understand that you may be preparing to leave, and we are very hopeful that your transition will be smooth and you will go to a better place where you can serve Krishna and Radha. You've led a full life, but most important, you have a wonderful son like Vrindavan Bihari, and a wonderful daughter-in-law like Prema Manjari, or Vasant and Pooja, as you've probably been calling them for a long time. And your whole family is filled with devotees and Krishna consciousness. And so your duty as a mother have been fulfilled, because so many of your family members have become Krishna conscious. It is also auspicious that our spiritual family of disciples and aspiring disciples and very dear friends like Sridham and Kishori, they have all gathered to institute a devotee care program. And so all of us here are praying for you. And now we will sing some prayers to help fill your consciousness with thoughts of Krishna and invoke the mercy and blessings of the higher authorities, of our gurus, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Radha and Krishna, and Narsingh Bhagavan, who removes all obstacles and gives all protection to devotees. Namaste Narasingaya.
Namaste Narasingaya.
Namaste Narasingaya.
Namaste Narasingaya.
Lada Dayane. Asi Pur Baksha. Chila Tankana Kalaye.
Chila Tankana Kalaye.
Ito Nishringa Parato Nishringo.
Ito Nishringa Parato Nishringo.
Yato Yato Yamin Tato Nishringa. Bahir Nishringo Hridaye Nishringo. Nishringa Madhyam Sharanam Prapadye. Tavakara Kamala Varena Kam Arbhuta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Shringam Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai.
Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai.
Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai.
Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai.
Jaya Radha Rasabihari, Radha Rasabihari, Radhe. Jaya Radha Rasabihari, Radha Rasabihari, Radhe.
Jaya Radha Rasabihari, Radha Rasabihari, Radhe.
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada
Itai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. So, Vrindavan Bihari, can you hear me? Is it on speakerphone in the hospital or?
Hello?
All right, so I'll just say a few more words to Mataji. Sorry?
That mother. And this has been put on the speakerphone.
Yeah, Vrindavan Bihari's mother. I want to say a few more words.
Hare Krishna.
Perfect. Well, you are doing exactly the best that you can do is just chant Hare Krishna. And let Krishna take care. Krishna will take care of everything. You've done a beautiful job as a mother, as a wife, as a daughter. And now just leave everything in the hands of Krishna and give yourself fully to Krishna and absorb yourself fully to Krishna. He will take care of everything. And those of us here, you have nothing to worry about. Krishna's taking care of us, and we will also take care of each other. And you can be free just to absorb yourself in Krishna. And we will continue chanting and praying for you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Boliye. गुरु महाराज से बात कर सकते हैं आप बोलिए
हेलो बोलिए डॉक्टर ने बोला कि बाहर जाने के लिए और डेढ़ रुपये का फॉर्म
हाँ हाँ
पूरा बाहर जाने के लिए
हाँ
हाँ आठ उसको कोई किसी को फॉर्म में खुला तो बोला वो क्या था
हाँ हाँ ओके
तो बोला कि बाहर
ठीक है हाँ Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So Vrindavan who just spoke to me. He said that his mother is in the ICU and doctors are working with her and all of them are outside the ICU now. So he said that he'll call you later.
Okay. All right. So we will we'll continue our meeting. Well, that was very auspicious, very auspicious. Really. So I mean, I don't know if I've really answered Hari Priya's question, but yeah, that's the basic idea. There are mentors and mentees, and one mentor will meet with his mentees twice in a month as a group, and then in addition to that, he will be in communication with them on an individual basis. And then the mentors themselves, or the mitras, they will meet together once in a month and have their own meeting. And then even the mentors, they have their own mentors. And so, like, at least once in 3 months, the mitra will meet with his or her mentor. So the idea is that everyone is accountable to someone. And, everyone, you know, to give shelter, you have to have shelter. So everyone has to have shelter in order to give shelter. So even the mitras, they have their mentors, they have their support group. And, that's the basic idea.
Apart from all this, will there be still combined meetings of all the disciples and assignment disciples? Will there be still those?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because like those where we all are together, like...
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, that will not stop. Not at all. Yeah, very good.